the Pentagon's Freedom of Information release. When the Pentagon recently released its 1,574-page report of previously classified documents, it had a lot of redactions. Even though this was true, there still was a lot of information and innuendo in the report, and many different sources are picking apart the areas they are most interested in and reporting on them. I would like to tell you what some of these sources are saying. I am basically just passing along the opinions of others, but have commented on some of the findings. One of the things which is being discussed is the fact UFOs, or what we now call UAPs, could be from other nations. The House and Senate are worried about this, and it could be one of the reasons why suddenly they are so interested in the problem. A reporter decided to interview Nick Pope, a former head of the UFO department of the British Defence Ministry, and this is what he thinks might be the reason for so much interest. He commented on the fact the UFOs chased by the Navy planes seemed to be right out of science fiction, which indicates he has an inkling the objects are alien. The British newspaper The Sun had requested information under the Freedom of Information Act about the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, known as ATIP, in 2017. I don't know if they ever really thought they would receive anything, but that is why the report was released. The report of 1,574 pages contains 52 individual documents. The report contains some things some of us had known all about, and that is there have been people harmed just from being too close to a UFO. It goes into some of the ailments people have suffered, such as headaches, fever, hair loss, nightmares, nosebleeds, burnt skin, and heart palpitations, among others. I will take a stand on this part of the report because I know of some of these cases and have written about them in the past. One had to do with two women in a car and a child. They saw a UFO overhead being escorted by US military helicopters and got out of the car to watch. The child stayed inside. The two women were irradiated. The report mentions there were 300 unpublished cases of damage to humans. It is said the report talks about unaccounted for pregnancies. It also refers to alien abductions, and there has been talk in the past about human males and females being forced to have sex with extraterrestrials. Their memories are then wiped, and all they are left with is the mystery of their pregnancies, until in some cases, they are helped to remember under hypnotism. In some cases, it was said these people were abducted again after their children were taken if they were females, so they could visit with them. In the case of a male, they were sometimes brought back to see their alien baby. The report is said to take a dim view of the idea aliens exist, and if they exist, are beneficial, because it states UFOs may be a threat to United States interests. Incredibly, the report mentions things like spontaneous human combustion, invisibility research, mind-controlled robots, along with communicating with alien civilizations. Plans for deep space exploration and colonization are also discussed. The report states the US government believes time travel and anti-gravity propulsion may be possible. This goes along with things we have been hearing for years, and that is there have been experiments in these fields going on for many decades. As a matter of fact, it was thought the Germans in World War II were experimenting with time travel. It was said they had a device they were testing in a deep mine in Poland, which had killed some of their scientists with a mysterious radiation. It was the basis of the idea the Kecksburg UFO incident might have really been the German device which was sent through time. I can't help but wonder if these things are in the unclassified version of the Freedom of Information request papers and are so way out there. I have to wonder what could be in the classified version of the report, and what is being withheld from us. It seems only our imaginations are limiting our thoughts. Much of this information has been documented by the UFO community in the past, but it is incredible the government is now indicating it might believe these things are true. If we take time travel for instance, there was the German experiments, but even more proof may exist in the form of the Rendlesham Forest incident, where the US Air Force was using a British base and came across a UFO which an airman touched and received a series of zeros and ones in his mind. He was able to write down many pages of them, and it turned out it was a message in binary. It told of the vehicle being from Earth in the future. As far as anti-gravity goes, we are known to have been experimenting with it for quite a while. One of our aerospace firms even hired a Russian scientist who was said to be a leader in the field. For years, there has been rumors we succeeded not only in building one anti-gravity engine but two. We could have had anti-gravity for years, and it has been kept secret. The business about mind-controlled robots is really not far out there. We have already demonstrated computers can be controlled with our minds using certain devices. A robot is basically a mobile computer, so this is extremely believable. Especially now that we have wireless technology. What makes this even more interesting is it has been said by whistleblowers who should know, crashed UFOs don't seem to have any controls, only places for two hands which might indicate they are also mind-controlled. The hand sockets are said to be for hands with only four fingers. There was a mysterious case where a man said he had failing health after a glowing blue orb passed through him. The military investigated this case along with two others where an alien was seen on a person's property and a werewolf-like beast was seen. It seems the military was getting a lot more open to the idea some of what people believed were paranormal events may have had something to do with extraterrestrials. I am glad to see investigators kept an open mind even in some situations which others might think were ridiculous.